This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We have breaking news on former President Trump's criminal indictment in Georgia. CBS News has just learned negotiations are underway for his surrender. Two sources tell us Mr. Trump will likely travel to Fulton County next week, and it is now unlikely he'll take part in the first Republican presidential primary debate next Wednesday in Milwaukee. The death toll stands at 106 in the Maui wildfires, and some survivors have been granted temporary permission to go back to see what's left of their homes.
It looked like a building had been cremated. There was nothing identifiable. Everything was powder.
We're hearing from the White House.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the Bidens will travel to Hawaii on Monday, where they will meet with first responders and survivors. They also will meet with federal, state, and local officials to discuss current and future steps in the recovery effort. The president earlier said he would wait to travel to Maui during the initial disaster response so as not to get in the way of the rescue and recovery efforts. He has now been advised that those efforts are expected to be at a stage early next week to allow for the presidential visit. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Former Ukrainian prisoners of war say they were tortured physically and psychologically at a Russian prison. The BBC's Hugo Bachega.
These people say that they are being held in cells. They're not being given health care. They don't have any kind of communication with people outside those facilities. So these are violations of the Geneva Convention related to prisoners of war.
North Korea is confirming it does have the U.S. soldier, Travis King, who bolted across the border last month. Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
U.S. officials tell us they've been working to get him out of North Korea and that they're worried about his well-being. But officials in North Korea now say that King sought refuge there willingly.
North Korean state media claim he was fed up with racial discrimination in the U.S. Army. Order your meds on the internet. This could be good news for you.
Amazon says its online pharmacy will automatically apply manufacturer-offered coupons to more than 15 insulin and diabetes medicines. People using Amazon Pharmacy will no longer have to search for and manually enter coupons from the three largest insulin makers.
CBS's Jim Krasula. Booksellers, authors, and an antitrust think tank are all urging the government to investigate Amazon's domination of the book market. They've sent a letter to the Justice Department and the FTC claiming a monopoly. They also claim Amazon uses its sway to promote certain titles and bury others. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Saluting vets.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. A century-old program at UW-Madison is relocating to UW-River Falls. The Farming and Industry Short Course will move because UW-Madison ended the program last year. A UW-River Falls official told WEAU-TV in Eau Claire that the move was for the best because Western Wisconsin supports agriculture education and that the area farmers will support the program. The state legislature is working on providing more funding to the program, which teaches agribusiness over the course of 2 years. Haymarket Landing in Eau Claire is up for sale as Foxconn attempts to sell multiple Wisconsin properties. The technology company had announced 5 years ago that the downtown location would be the host to an innovation center employing 150 people. The building is near the confluence and the price tag is $2.7 million. Foxconn said that it is selling the buildings to focus on development in Mount Pleasant in southeastern Wisconsin. And the National Weather Service in the Twin Cities says that there's a chance of severe weather later today across northwestern Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
In Wisconsin, making memories together is for everyone, whatever your ability. So here's to soaking up surf culture right here on Wisconsin's Fresh Coast. To making time for stargazing as a family. And to imaginations clear for takeoff. Here's to festies with besties. And singing along to your favorite song. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Start your summer getaway at travelwisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective.
Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app. It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.
Unrelentlessly positive.
Innovative.
Innovative?
Innovative. Whatever.
It indicates. Indicative?
Hey, can we focus?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hey Jane, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Why is cell phone reception so good in Wisconsin?
Why is cell phone reception so good in Wisconsin?
We
have lots of towers.
Because even the smallest towns have at least 4 bars.
Oh.
Da-da-da! It is National Tell a Joke Day.
Oh, no.
National Tell a Joke Day today. So throughout today's show, we're going to sprinkle in jokes, and we would love to hear your best joke. So as you are listening today, feel free to text in your favorite dad joke, your favorite pun.
Just keep it clean.
I mean, it can be a little dirty, but, you know.
There's no swears.
No swears. Use your discretion, 844-967-2789. It is so unfortunate because Greg Bach is not here today.
I know.
To enjoy National Tell a Joke Day.
Oh, some of these would give him
with
pain,
us.
I think.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll bust out some of the jokes I had in my stand-up at one point. And luckily it's radio, so I won't be able to hear no one laugh. But to get to the topic to start today, what responsibility do businesses have when it comes to hosting or not hosting controversial organizations or groups? Is it worth boycotting businesses when they choose to host controversial groups? Is it worth doxing might be a strong word, but, you know, outing them when they choose not, outing people who work for those organizations when they choose not to? Because this is a story from last week, but it's kind of ongoing, that Moms for Liberty, which we have talked about, you know, it's a national group with multiple chapters in Wisconsin. It has been designated a hate group by Southern Poverty Law Center. Some people contend that that is a bad or false categorization, but they were planning multiple events or are planning multiple events to coincide with the RNC debate
next week,
and they said their town hall event was canceled, according to Moms for Liberty, because the fight for parental rights is so controversial. So this has kind of been an ongoing story of where are they going, where are they not going. But the group had planned a town hall with presidential candidates for 10 a.m. August 23rd. So that's the morning of the debate next week. And there was confusion about where the event was going to be located. And a spokesperson for Moms for Liberty told the Journal Sentinel last week that the event would be at the Italian Community Center.
The ICC.
The ICC, which is owned by Barlotta, the restaurant group.
Right.
And then on Saturday, a spokesperson from Barlotta said there was no event booked for August 23rd at the center and that there will be not be an event for Moms for Liberty at the Italian Community Center. On Monday, Moms for Liberty said the Italian Community Center canceled their event. Now, there's also other events happening confirmed at the Pfister. At one point, people were saying it was going to happen at the St. Kate. Both the Pfister and the St. Kate in Milwaukee, you know, two of the nicest hotels in Milwaukee, both owned by the Marcus Group, which owns tons of stuff.
Lots of stuff.
Including, you know, like the Marcus Theaters, which you've probably attended. And that one, someone from the Marcus Group has confirmed that it is at the Pfister. It is not the St. Kate. And there's one group that is protesting, which I think is within their right. But there was also a Reddit thread that started saying, since Marcus is okay hosting Moms for Liberty at the Pfister, should you want to choose an alternative hotel, water park, restaurant, or movie theater instead of one owned by Marcus in the future? Their entire lineup is listed on their site. And on the flip side of that, on the other side of that coin, Wisconsin Right Now wrote up about the ICC canceling the event and basically outed the woman who is the president, not outed, but like put her name out there.
Fingered her.
And, you know, Wisconsin Right Now has some followers who may take it into their own hands to
take it further.
Yeah, take it further. But they started retweeting things that this woman, who is the president of the Italian Community Center, has tweeted in the past. Clearly, this woman is anti-Trump-ish. But the question becomes, you know, in these situations when these groups, book places because they believe that they have, you know, they have a right to assemble and everything. What responsibility is it on the companies that have event spaces to say, no,
we don't want you.
We don't want you. And also, but on this, like when they do, because they're a business and that's part of their business model, and it doesn't necessarily mean they support those groups, is it fair to protest and boycott them? 844-967-2789. What do you think? I mean, as much as you can disagree with Moms for Liberty, should they just not be allowed to host their events anywhere because people disagree with them? I don't know. 844-967-2789. What do you think, Jane?
It's really complicated because, again, free enterprise, right? They're privately held companies.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to host this group, because you need the money or whatever, this is how you run your business, you should certainly be entitled to do that. At the same time, we have the right to protest peacefully. But all this targeting and all this fingering people and that's scary to me. Because we've already seen over the last 5 years, people who have taken things into their own hands and committed violence.
Yeah.
And that's a very real consideration these days.
So you mean like you're talking about more of Wisconsin Right Now highlighting the president of the ICC?
The ICC, absolutely. I think that's really irresponsible. Look at what happened to those two election workers in Georgia. Their lives were destroyed.
And I mean, and what they're trying to point out is that this woman is clearly biased. But like, isn't that within her right?
And don't we all have bias?
She won't lose her job for turning down an event. Because ultimately, if everything comes back to the bottom line of my job, this is how I'm judged by doing my job. And mostly, if you are an event space, you need to book events and get revenue for hosting those events. And so if ICC has enough demand that she felt like it was within their right to not host that committee, even if she did it for her own political reasons, Or because apparently they canceled they originally took the deposit and then they canceled it after the Journal Sentinel article was printed. So maybe they wanted to avoid the protests, which then is, again, within people's rights to protest. But ultimately, like, where do you draw the line on this stuff as far as businesses need to make money? And
it's up to their discretion.
Like, but to play the other side of that, like how extreme does the group need to be? Because, like, I'm not sure the Pfister would be taking a Nazi group.
Proud Boys.
Proud Boys. So I don't know. I just think it's local. It's a local issue here. And it's something that I think Milwaukee specifically with the convention next year, how many places are you going to boycott? How many places that are trying to take advantage of the situation of 50,000 people descending upon the city, looking for spaces to host parties, host panels, host all these different like town meetings, town halls. And so like every place that hosts a group that you don't agree with, you're going to boycott?
It's going to be very time consuming. It is. You better clear your calendar.
And so would love to hear from you as far as where is the line when it comes to the responsibility of businesses to either take all groups, use their discretion, and on the flip side, when they do use their discretion, people wanting to protest and boycott those businesses. 844-967-2789. Because, you know, it's like, are we, for everyone who's still upset about the RNC coming at all, are you just going to, like, never go to the Wisconsin Center again?
Ever? And that's your form of protest?
And, you know, especially something with the Marcus Group. The Marcus Group does a lot. They give a lot of money away. They're a big part of the Milwaukee community.
For sure.
And so does that count for anything? Or is it just because of this one thing that you're now, you know, at least according to this Reddit thread, people are saying, you know, jumping on the bandwagon as far as, like, I hate that company. Blah, 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 blah. All right. Well.
do that sound once more. Oh, thank you. I love that.
I sound like a Muppet. We would love to hear from you on this topic and your thoughts on more, you know, specifically maybe the Moms for Liberty and them hosting their events in Milwaukee this coming week over the next year. But more generally, knowing that this is coming ahead of us in a year from now when the RNC comes to Milwaukee, what responsibility and discretion should businesses be using when it comes to who they let rent out their space? 844-967-2789.
And don't forget, it is National Joke Day.
Yes.
So if you have a joke, you can text it in. You can call it in. 844-967-2789.
We'll come back with a joke, either mine or a caller's. So if you got one, call now. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
It is going to be windy, warm, and just a little muggy today. We'll get to around 85 this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Now, we are keeping an eye on a chance of thunderstorms late this afternoon into this evening, and a couple of those could be severe, with wind gusts being the main threat. Otherwise, clearing tonight, low of 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, high of 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Well, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Mettner. It is National Tell-A-Joke Day. And I think we got someone who has a joke.
We do, Gary from Sussex. Good morning, Gary. We are so ready for your joke.
Well, it's really not so much a joke. It's a true story, and it's really sad. So my wife and I wanted to join our church, and our pastor said, well, if you want to join the church, you have to show restraint and willpower. And he said to us, he said, you cannot make whippy at all for 1 month. My wife and I looked at each other and we said, oh my gosh, you know. Then there's another couple that was there that was married 20 years, and the pastor said the same thing to them. You cannot make whippy at all for 1 month. And they said, oh man, that's going to be tough. And then there was another couple there that just got married last week. And they said, oh my gosh, we want to join the church so bad, but you know, this is going to be very difficult, but we're going to try. So all three couples, we went off for a month. We came back. And the pastor said, well, Gary and Beth, how did you guys do? Because we've been married for 50 years. And we said, no problem at all, pastor. We're great. He said, okay, you can join the church. Then he asked the other couple that was married 20 years, and they said, oh, man, we struggled. But we did it for 30 days. We withheld, you know, making love. And then all of a sudden, he said, okay, you can join the church too. The last couple that was only married for 1 week, they said, oh, pastor, we made it for an hour, and I'm sorry. What happened was my wife had a can of corn in her hand, and she dropped it on the floor. And I looked at her, and I said, I can't stand it. I just grabbed it. We made mad, passionate love right there. And they said, well, you can't join the church. And I said, yeah, that's not the only problem. We can't go back to the supermarket anymore either.
Good payoff. Good payoff, Gary.
A nice one, Gary.
Make whoopee. Thanks for the joke, Gary. If you have a joke for us today, feel free to text it in, call it in. We will be doing this the whole day. I have some up my sleeve.
That is a different skill set. I
just
don't
remembering jokes.
Remembering jokes. I don't remember jokes.
I don't really. I have one that I'm going to tell later in the show that I've known the one that I've stuck with since I was a kid. As a kid, I feel like I knew more jokes.
The simple,
yeah,
you know, snowman jokes and reindeer jokes.
But now less so. Then we got one more from Josh Egan on the YouTube live stream. You can always watch us on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, along with listen to us at As Goes Wisconsin. When two vegans get in an argument, is it still called a beef?
Oh, I got to find a rim shot. Another one, texter from the 414, my favorite dad joke. I'll try and do my best. How deep is a frog pond? Knee deep. Knee deep.
Knee deep.
Knee deep.
Got it.
Knee deep.
All right. Well, keep those coming. We are going to do that the whole day because this show is supposed to be funny.
It's National Joke
Day. Even though sometimes it's not. The topic at hand, though, is this debate over hosting, letting the Moms for Liberty groups in Wisconsin host events at different venues, and then the reaction to those venues for doing, running their business and letting them have their events there. And is it not up to the discretion of the business? Do they deserve to be boycotted or protested if they do let groups like that be, have their events there? Do they deserve to get scorned from, you know, let's say in this example, from the right if they choose not to? Or is this just business as usual and you should be protesting the groups if you disagree with the groups rather than the businesses? We have a comment from Joe McClear, our friend. Everyone is going to make their own personal determination when an organization goes too far and when it's not okay for another organization to host them. There will always be an give and take in this area. But Moms for Liberty, of all groups, has no standing to complain about this. Scarlett Johnson, a very prominent and vocal Wisconsin Moms for Liberty member, notoriously went scorched earth on Target for simply having a pride section during Pride Month. Goose gander something something.
That's not a bad point.
That's true. It's like, oh,
oops,
I can protest you,
but you can't,
but you
do
can't
that
protest
me.
That to me because we're just, this is just parental rights.
Yeah.
But that's where I come back to this. I feel like the ability that it, because what are you going to do? I mean, basically, the you can be mad at the Common Council and Chevy Johnson and David Crowley, the, who are all Democrats, who voted to have the RNC come. But now that they're coming, like, are you really going to boycott every business that tries to take advantage of the situation? I just don't think that's
realistic.
Well, or even fair. Like, you know, if some of these businesses are in the situation where, like, they're doing well enough that they can stick by their political beliefs and they don't want to host people, great. But, like, I don't know if you can really begrudge them for, like, give me your money. You know, but get your deposit up front so they can right. not pay you later.
844-967-2789. Beverly from Richland Center. Good morning, Beverly. What do you think? We got about a minute and a half.
I think we've got every right and responsibility to boycott certain groups.
The groups or the business?
Somebody like Moms. Well, even like Moms for Justice, they are promoting such hate. Any business that's willing to allow them in, I think we have a right and a responsibility to fight against that. Now, we don't have a lot of tools to use. We've got the rule of law, we've got voting, and we've got our voices and our feet to stand up against things that we think are wrong. And so I think using our voices and our feet is something we have to do.
All right. So you think it's fair game that that we protest the groups like the Pfister?
Yeah.
Like, okay. All right. And like, and
thanks
I
a lot,
think, thanks for the call, Beverly. And I think like, and I, and you know, and like, I, you know, for me personally, I'm not a Moms for Liberty fan.
I'm not either.
But it's just not, it's not the last story of this that we're going to hear. And so I'm interested to hear from you. I think we just had a caller who might have let go. Call back if you can, because we will take it on the other side of the break. 844-967-2789 if you have thoughts about this. But then we also have some good, the bad, and the throttling. And then we're also going to talk about the Rebecca Bradley Wikipedia story before the end of the hour. So stay with us. Tell us your jokes. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You can't mean that. And don't you come back. Oh, nah, baby.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. CBS News has learned negotiations are underway for former President Trump to surrender in Georgia next week after he was hit with racketeering charges. CBS's Nicole Killian.
Logistics are still being worked out, but we now know that all of the defendants, including the former president, are expected to be processed at the county jail not far from here, and they can surrender at any time.
President Biden and the First Lady will visit fire-ravaged Maui Monday. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
White House
House officials have struggled over the past few days to try to figure out how they could both fit this into his schedule, because it's obviously a very long trip, but also do it without interfering with the ongoing recovery efforts.
Ukrainian prisoners of war tell the BBC they were abused physically and mentally by guards at a Russian prison.
They beat us in the kidneys, in the ribs, with hammers and batons.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. A lawsuit over an open records request for the Eau Claire Area School District is dismissed after the district completed the request 2 months after it was made. The lawsuit was filed by Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty on behalf of a parent in the district that wanted a transcript of an announcement made to orchestra students on June 5th about a teacher's transition from male to female. The district initially denied the request because they were investigating whether the teacher violated school policy and said that staffing was limited in the summer to handle the request. Haymarket Landing in Eau Claire is up for sale as Foxconn attempts to sell multiple Wisconsin properties. The technology company had announced 5 years ago that the downtown location would be the host to an innovation center employing 150 people. The building is near the confluence and the price tag is $2.7 million. Foxconn said that it is selling the buildings to focus on development in Mount Pleasant in southeastern Wisconsin. And the National Weather Service in the Twin Cities says that there's a chance of severe weather later today across northwestern Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. We are taking your jokes all day.
National Joke Day.
Because it's National Telejoke Day.
Oh, National Telejoke.
Because I'm because there's so many national days, I'm sure there's also a National Joke Day. So maybe we will get to do this again before too long, because this is fun.
It is.
So if you have jokes that are clean enough to say on air, text them in, call them in. We will be taking them all day. And it sounds like our next caller has both an opinion and a joke. Price, what do you got?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Quick thing on the Moms for Liberty and the difference between them and kind of the Republican convention is, allegedly, there's still Republicans that still have not a single-minded view of basically erasing a marginalized population, mm-hmm. like Moms for Liberty and Wisconsin Institute for Liberty and Law, which promotes. It really does. It promotes violence. And down here in Texas, there was a bakery that just put up a pride flag, and they got flamed, and their business got affected, so people came together and supported them. But that happens a lot down here, where something happens to support the gay community or trans community or whatever, they really get flamed by the right side. Same thing with Will and Keel and all that kind of stuff. So that's the difference between the bigger party coming, I'd like to think anyway, of the bigger Republican Party coming, because there's got to be, you know, hopefully Republicans that are against that kind of thing. Anyway.
So do you feel like, back, because hold on to your joke, because I know you got one. But do you think it's fair game to boycott the business along with the group itself?
Well, honestly, fair play. You know, that's the tactic of Moms for Liberty, is they will go after anyone who's puts up a pride flag. They'll go after schools that promote literal safe spaces. Down here, two members of Moms for Liberty went into the library after hours when it was closed and were pulling books from shelves. It's crazy. So,
aren't you just so happy that your mom's not one of these moms?
I'm so happy.
Gosh.
I'm an FDR family from like way back. So that came from my grandpa, that goes through my mom, that goes through me. I'm a New Deal guy. But just on that real quick before I get to my joke, when John's on, can you ask him if he talked to these people about like othering, like when he did his thing, you know, like minorities, gay people and all that? Because I watched the video and it really opened up my eyes. The only thing that I think could be the difference would be like, what's those people's opinions on minorities?
Totally. Did you text in that question last week?
That was me, yeah.
Yeah, so I got that flag to task him, so I will certainly ask him later today. But now we want to hear your joke.
Okay, I'll tear it down. So, okay, this is an up north joke because I grew up close to UP. So only Alina go to the air show, and there's a helicopter that says, "Joe Wright helicopter, you'll be scared." And Ollie says, "Die, not good, you scared this helicopter ride." The guy says, "Oh, yeah?" He says, "Yeah." So he says, "Okay, if you, I'll take you for a ride. If you don't make a peep, I'll give you your money back." And Ollie says, "Okay, that sounds good. Let's go, Alina." So a guy gets on the helicopter. Helicopter takes off. He starts doing spins. He goes upside down. He's twisting and turning. And he flies down, and he lands the helicopter. He says, "Oh, I got to get off. Give it up for you, Ollie. I thought for sure that you get scared." And Ollie says, "Yeah, I almost said something when Lena fell out, but I kept it cool."
Oh, you love those Ollie and Lena jokes.
Oh, nice. Thanks for the call. Thanks for both your opinion and the joke, Price. And we will certainly ask John Russell that later. As a reminder, John Russell, our friend from Appalachia, Ohio, is going to be joining us at 11:30 today because he recently went to a Trump rally.
Yes.
And had a very sincere conversation. So it's like the inverse of a Jordan Klepper video. I'm so excited to hear what he learned from that. And also, we will link, obviously, the video from that he did along with a More Perfect Union, if you want to go ahead and watch that later. But literally looking forward to that conversation. You got more jokes?
We have more jokes.
All right.
Tom from L.A. is joining us. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, ladies. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. And we need to get money out of politics. And my joke would be, what happened to the Wisconsin people that paid so much of their hard-working money towards their taxes? What happened to them?
I don't know. What happened to them, Tom?
They got Foxconned.
Ooh!
What a bump. I'm glad you mentioned that,
not
though.
Good, but...
Hey, I'm glad you mentioned that, though, Tom, because Foxconn just put up their innovation center buildings in downtown Green Bay, and there's another one, too. They're up for sale now.
They're up for sale.
Wah, wah, wah.
Well, then someone will make some money.
That Foxconn.
Thank you, Tom. That's a good one.
844-967-2789. You can call and or text if you want to chime in on this Moms for Liberty issue. If you have a joke you would like to share, please let us know. From the 262 Moms for Liberty issue, private and particularly small businesses need to do whatever they need to do to keep afloat, at least within the boundaries of the law. I'm not going to stop seeing movies at Marcus Theaters just because their corporation hosted Moms for Liberty. On the flip side, I certainly hope they are protesting the message of Moms for Liberty.
And they did say, let me see if I can get that quote. This was their quote when asked, the Marcus Group, when asked about Moms for Liberty being at the Pfister. As a hotel and meeting venue, we accommodate guests from a wide range of backgrounds and viewpoints. Providing such accommodations should not be seen as a support for any particular set of beliefs, which is pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
But for now, yes, if you have more opinions on that, we will certainly take them. But for now, I was going to move on to a couple good, bad, and throttling headlines happening today, or at least I saw today. This first one is from Up North News in response to President Biden was here yesterday.
Yes.
We did not get to go.
We did not.
I did get invited, which was very cool.
You're on the list.
Mike. Husband Mike also graciously said that I could take you.
Oh.
And so, because I told him about our conversation, I was like, would you have wanted to go? And he goes, yeah. And he, and then he said, but like, she probably, I don't know if, I can't remember if he offered or if I said, because Jane was wondering. He goes, oh, no, you could take Jane.
Oh, that's sweet. Of course, so, then, you know, I would have pulled out the I'm old card.
Yeah. I have fewer chances to do this.
I could drop dead before this next opportunity comes up. No guilt involved.
Yes. But 1 year ago today, President Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act into law, lowering health care and prescription drug prices for Americans. And in Up North News's newsletter this morning, they outlined a couple different ways that the Inflation Reduction Act helped Wisconsin specifically. 43,000 Wisconsinites have kept their health insurance thanks to the extension of subsidies that made premiums more affordable. Another 22,000 are saving money on their premiums thanks to the extension of those subsidies. 32,000 Wisconsinites on Medicare who use insulin now pay no more than $35 a month.
Which is huge
for their prescription, which saves about $628 a year. And 950,000 Wisconsin seniors are able to get the shingles vaccine for free. So, but that was some good news.
That is good news.
Good things that have happened.
For sure.
The bad, and this kind of goes with our conversation from Monday when we talked to Brian Sampson and Isaac Hoffman about homelessness in La Crosse. But this is not just a La Crosse thing.
No.
Homelessness is surging in America, period. The number of people experiencing homelessness in the U.S. has increased 11% so far this year.
Wow.
Over 2022.
Wow.
And it's the biggest year. It's the biggest jump by far, equivalent to government records beginning in 2007. So this is a huge jump, a fairly unprecedented jump. And nonprofit, I think this is similar to what both Brian and Isaac told us on Monday.
Yes.
That a specific, you know, what's in La Crosse, but everywhere. Nonprofits and government agencies are saying it's attributed to lack of affordable housing and rental units and the opioid crisis. And I got to say, this is a reminder that you never know who's listening to the show and also a reminder to anyone who's listening, always feel free to reach out to us.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it always, unless you have complaints, then
send them to Greg.
Then it doesn't feel good.
Send them to Greg Bach. No,
but largely when we hear from you, and you know, because we don't really know who's listening, how many people are always listening, where they're listening from. But I got an email last night from someone who, you know, was thankful that we talked about this on Monday and specifically talked about the stigma and the assumptions of how people become homeless, because he said he lived in his car for 6 months not because he couldn't afford an apartment, but because he didn't have enough credit.
And he had to have a longer credit history.
He had to have
a
longer credit line for someone to be able to take a risk on him to rent to him. And once he had enough credit, he got an apartment. But, like, it's just those things. It's, like, it's not a moral failing. It's lack of a familial safety net or even, you know, friends. You know, it's, like, it's stuff that... you were talking about this morning, like,
well,
you're 12, you have a root canal and it's $1,200 and you're like, I don't have that.
I don't have $1,200 and I don't have any friends who have $1,200.
And so for those, you know, those of us who have a family member who you pay them back or whatever, and it's like, and then you just don't think about it. But like, not everyone has that.
Many people don't have that.
So,
and I think too, and we've talked about this before, we attribute wealth with morality and poverty with immorality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not accurate. It's just not.
No.
Just because you're rich doesn't mean you're a good person. And just because you're poor doesn't mean you're a bad person.
I mean, just look at the Tuohys.
Oh, man. Oof.
That is a mess.
Oh, boy. And is Mr. Tuohy lucky that they had that guy portray him in that movie?
By Tim McGraw?
Yeah. Because he doesn't look anything like
that. He does not look anything like Tim McGraw. And no. She doesn't really look anything like Sandra Bullock either.
No.
If you don't know what we're talking about, Michael Orr, who was the, you know, the titular character in The Blind Side, there's a lot of drama going on this week as far as him claiming that they put him in a conservatorship.
They never adopted him.
Well, and that's...
Because he was 18.
But that never adopting someone and treating them as your own is very different than, hey, we're going to put you in a conservatorship.
So we can control your money.
Which we all have, we followed the saga of Britney Spears and how abusive her parents were with her finances, with the controlling her life, and like how abusive conservatorships can be, that this was a man who was not disabled.
Right.
And was in no need, that no way needed to be in a conservatorship at all. But that's a different story. We can talk about maybe that like later this week. And then finally, the throttling. Elon Musk. Oh, this is another one we have to add to the list of like, how much do we actually want to cover him? Because he's in the news all the time.
I know.
Elon Musk's ex, formerly known as Twitter, has been throttling traffic to websites he dislikes.
Oh, there's a shocker.
So Twitter, I'm still calling it Twitter.
I am too. Come after me, Elmo.
Added a 5-second delay when users clicked on links to the New York Times, Facebook, and other sites Musk has attacked in the back. I'm sure NPR was in there. And, you know, why does that matter? It, maybe if you're in parts of Wisconsin, you're very used to delays because the reception is actually very bad in most of Wisconsin.
Right.
Instead of, like, my joke. But, you know, people that are impatient. And so are they going to wait the 5 seconds or are they just going to go back to Twitter if the thing that you're clicking on isn't going to load? And so that can cause a huge traffic plunge for these websites that he's trying to be a little petty against. But the Washington Post published a story yesterday about it. And then X began removing the delays on some of the sites.
Oh, no kidding.
So.
Well.
You know, so if you experienced any of that yesterday, Twitter's been weird. Like, I feel like I've been tweeting stuff and, like, I tweeted out my Wisconsin State Fair video, which was received very well on other platforms. I don't think I got a single like on it on Twitter. Not that that matters, but it's like there's something going on over there.
There is something going on. We're going to come back with a joke, by the way.
All right, we're coming back with a joke. If you have a joke, 844-967-2789. Call, text. We'll read it as long as it's clean. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
As an emergency medical technician, I hope motorists can remember these 4 life-saving words. Buckle up, phones down. It means wear a seatbelt. Every seat, every trip. And when driving, stay focused on the road ahead. Protect yourself, spare your family, and emergency responders from needless trauma.
Do your part to help us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads. A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays, 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I
can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
It is going to be windy, warm, and just a little muggy today. We'll get to around 85 this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Now, we are keeping an eye on a chance of thunderstorms late this afternoon into this evening, and a couple of those could be severe, with wind gusts being the main threat. Otherwise, clearing tonight, low of 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, high of 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And it's National Tell a Joke Day, so we are having fun all day hearing your jokes.
Absolutely.
Maybe having some of our own jokes, but sprinkling them throughout today's show. What do we got in the text line, Jane?
From the 715. Oh, it's a classic. What is green and sings, Kristen Bry?
The Grinch at Christmas?
Elvis Parsley.
Oh.
From the 608. Did you ever notice when you see geese flying south in a V that one line is longer than the other? Do you know why?
I don't.
There are more geese in that line. And from the 262, this is from Judy in East Troy. This is funny to me. If I ever go missing, I want my picture on a 40-ounce beer rather than a milk carton because I want the fun people to be the ones who find me.
Nice. That's just facts. That's not even a joke. The first one, the V1, reminds me of this one. What's the difference between an Indian and an African elephant?
I don't know.
One's an elephant.
Oh. Groner. Groner.
Oh.
John from the Falls also checking in on the text line. I just like the joke of the day idea. Life gets pretty heavy sometimes.
Maybe we should keep this.
That's great.
Maybe, I don't know, we'll pick a day of the week where we just have people tell us jokes.
Call in with your jokes, yeah. Text in with your jokes. That's always good.
It's always fun. Well, this kind of feels like a joke, this story.
It really does.
And it's so trivial, and sometimes it's like, why is this a news story? But it's also kind of fun. So I do not have... I'm waiting for what threshold I have to pass to get my own Wikipedia page. But I would never, ever... ever create my own Wikipedia page.
And
you're not supposed to, right?
No, you're not.
You're not supposed to edit it yourself. Your friends and family aren't supposed to edit it. Or, like, it is supposed to be something that is a crowdsourced...
Independent
thing. So it's like, you know, because I feel like that's why I say I would never do it, because I also feel like that is a sign that you have become of public notoriety enough that someone felt like...
You deserve
a page. But... you know, sometimes we hear these stories that things get updated on Wikipedia that are sometimes are a joke. They get taken down pretty quickly. But, you know, because they're a living document as far as people being able to crowdsource and add and edit. But one of the main tenets is specifically that you are not supposed to edit your own page.
If the page is you, if it's a Kristen Bry page, Kristen cannot go in and edit stuff if someone puts something in there that you don't like.
And beyond not supposed to be, you're not supposed to do that as far as, like, the terms of use from Wikipedia, also it's just, like, a little tacky.
Well, yes.
But I also get that it's got to, you know...
It's got to sting.
Grind your gears.
Yep, it's got to sting.
When you're a public person and you feel wronged by the information that people are sharing about you, whether you think it's misrepresentational.
Not accurate. Misrepresentational, I think.
Is that okay?
We'll go with it.
So this week, Wisconsin's muckraker, Daniel Bice from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, love him or hate him, did a deep dive on the fact that Justice Rebecca Bradley, who is very conservative, has been quietly editing her own Wikipedia page.
Oh.
Which is funny because, you know, you'd think... I tend to think that people who are the on Wikipedia a lot editing things, like, that's what they do. And she has a whole job of stuff that she should be focused on. But turns out she has enough time that she's been, you know, having to make some changes on her Wikipedia biography and was
tweaking
doing
a few things.
Tweaking a couple of things. And someone finally realized she was doing it and tweeted out that they, you know, basically called her on it. And so when Dan Bice reached out to her to ask to confirm or deny, her response was, "Liberal media has distorted my record since the beginning of my judicial career, and I refuse to let false accusations go unchecked. On my Wikipedia page, I added excerpts from actual opinions and removed dishonest information about my background." So there was a couple different things. One was when she notoriously, during oral arguments during the stay-at-home orders.
Oh, yeah.
Compared the state's stay-at-home orders to the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II. And she did not write that in her actual statement. And so she went back and took that, what her oral arguments were, off of her Wikipedia page, even though that was what really made the news at that time.
And she did say it.
Oh, yeah, she said it.
Okay.
She didn't write it, but she said it.
But she said it. So it's a quote.
Mm. And that got a lot of attention because George Takei, who was in a Japanese American internment camp when he was 5 to 9, and also Star Trek fan, you know, has a lot of Twitter followers, called her on it. And so there was a couple different things. She also revised the description of her majority opinion in the 2021 redistricting case. And then, there was one more. What was the other one? I can't find what the last one was, but now her page has been flagged on Wikipedia's conflict of interest notice board.
Wow.
So she's on notice for doing this, which is hilarious because now she being on notice, I don't think she has the standing to combat the dozens of people who have now gone to her Wikipedia page since the Journal Sentinel article to not only edit the things that she had, like, edit back the things that she had changed, but also add some more stuff. And so
that
opened a little bit of a can of worms for herself.
Should have left it alone.
But it's funny because I noticed the same thing when I made a video about Derek Van Orden's situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to his Wikipedia page and someone already in the, because, you know, like, especially as you're a bigger figure. And more bigger figure, your page is longer, there's more stuff to put, but there's always like the above section that is kind of like the brief summary of who this person is and mm-hmm. notable things about them. And then everything underneath is like early childhood, education, career, personal, you know, controversies, like the big, the subheadings in his like top summary bio. There's already the screamed at teenagers.
While ostensibly,
I bet he wished he could edit that.
I bet he does too. Although it's a badge of honor if you're Derek Van Orden.
Maybe.
He's not going to take crap from anybody, Kristen, not even a bunch of teenagers, because he's tough.
All right. Well, we got to take a break for the top of the hour news. Coming up in the next hour, we have John Russell coming in at 11:30. Peter Burris from Wisconsin Conservation Voters is here to talk about the PFAS money that, where is it going to go? Now that we have $125 million for it, and we still want to take your jokes. So text them in, call them in, 844-967-2789. And we'll be back in a moment. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.